All right, midterm elections are just around the corner, but for some Arkansans, getting to the polls can present some obstacles. According to numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly one in three Arkansans has a disability. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth spoke with Jonathan Taylor, Executive Director for the Arkansas Governor's Council on Developmental Disabilities, about what his group is doing to make voting more accessible for everyone.
All right. So, Jonathan, can you first off just kind of tell me a little bit, about the number of people of Arkansas adults who have a developmental disability and break down what that term developmental disability means?
Roughly 8% of the state has a cognitive disability, and that tends to be classified along with developmental disabilities in general. DD, which is how we tend to refer to it, it's a group of conditions that cause impairment in physical, learning, language, or behavior areas. The conditions start during childhood and very often impact day-to-day functioning and usually last throughout a person's lifetime. The examples that tend to come up the most when people talk about DD are ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, spina bifida, and then everything that's considered an intellectual disability are all considered under that host umbrella of developmental disabilities.
And so when it comes to, voting, what are some of the barriers that people with a disability have when they go to vote or even, getting registered?
Sure. I mean, when you start talking about barriers, sometimes it's just, where do you start? Where do you go? And certainly we would recommend, if you're not sure about where to go first, I would go right to the Arkansas Secretary of State website. And there's a specific part under there, elections for voters. It's one of the first tabs that you can find. Or you can even type in Arkansas Secretary of State voter view, and that will bring it up succinctly. So I would start from the comfort of your own home on your phone or your computer and look it up there to start. So when you talk about barriers at the polling places, sometimes that's things like architectural barriers. Arkansas is a rural state, so that means grass and gravel parking lots a lot of times. But also some towns have a limited selection of suitable places to vote. So when you get into limited places to vote, grass and gravel, sometimes it's just getting around with a wheelchair or mobility device. That can be a significant challenge.
And in Arkansas, I'm just wondering, over time, how have we seen voting rights for people with disabilities change? Like, has it gotten easier or harder for people to vote in the last however many years?
Certainly, different voter laws pass and are challenged again. I think what it really comes down to is less around the conditions that it takes to vote, and it's more just about accessibility more than anything else. Those are the complaints I hear about, less about registering to vote, but accessibility to those places. Although I will tell you that some polling places do a good job of accommodating people with developmental disabilities to get in there to vote. We talked about grass and gravel. There was one polling team in Washington County. They went out and got those big rubberized horse mats, and they created accessible parking spaces for people that needed to vote. And so for those people in a wheelchair mobility devices, that made a huge difference. And it was creative thinking on the part of that polling team.
And so what are some ways, that polling places, cities, counties, election commissions, some things that they can do in order to make voting more accommodating or accessible?
The best thing they could do is find a person with a disability and have them move through that space and take lots of notes and see what happens. That person who's experiencing that polling station is going to be the one that you're going to be able to see. Were they able to get in the door easily? Or were they able to get to the polling station? Was our table where you sign in, was that too high? Was it too low? They can take you completely through that space and see what the experience looks like. That's the first place I would say I would look at. There's a saying when it comes to work with people with disabilities, and that is nothing about us without us. When you include people with disabilities in the decision-making process, it's always far more likely to be equitable and accessible for everyone involved. The other thing I would do is just don't be afraid to make temporary adaptations to that environment. It's not hard to make a temporary ramp. Anybody could always partner with Arkansas Rehab Services or ICANN, which has extra equipment for, accessible environments. They might be able to get a temporary ramp for you or something like that if that's what you needed.
Yeah. And does the council provide any resources or know any resources like for polling places or commissions that are looking to do this work and looking to, you know, change how things are done in their region or area?
You know, I would say that in terms of resources we can provide, we can connect anybody with the right resource. That's really the biggest thing. The council itself doesn't provide direct services, but we always know who does. So reaching out to us to help us say, hey, you know what, who do I need to talk to at Secretary of State? Or you mentioned ICANN or Arkansas Rehab Services. Who do I need to reach out to there? A lot of the service providers that are on the ground in the state might have that equipment on hand as well, too.
And I'm wondering for you, you know, why is this work important, you know, for someone? I think people with disabilities often get kind of left out or feel like an afterthought, especially for something like voting. Many people probably just don't think about that. So why is this work important? And what do we lose when we don't include people in the process?
Well, when you look at developmental disabilities, they exist across every demographic there is: age, gender, race, religion, and party affiliation. In fact, the partisan breakdown of Arkansans with disability reflects the general population in the state. What it comes down to is that Arkansans with developmental disabilities should be part of the democratic process just like everybody else. And ultimately, all good policy is also disability policy. And what I mean by that is disability is a demographic that anybody can join at any point in their life. You know, certainly developmental disabilities, yes, it's something that you're often born with and it happens in childhood, but you could become injured and be disabled. And then all of a sudden, the parts of Arkansas that were easily accessible to you are not. When you take disability into account, when you build processes and policies, it makes it equitable and accessible to everyone. And that's why it's important for people with developmental disabilities to have their voice be heard.
And then for voters with disabilities or, you know, caregivers, people who have someone in their life who this could help, what are some things that they need to know or resources for them?
If you have questions about your rights, Disability Rights Arkansas has a great website and they have people that can answer your questions there as well. The other thing to do too is, particularly when early voting starts, if you're not sure, just go to the precinct and ask some questions. You know, one thing to remember with the voting process is that all the poll workers are 100% volunteer, and they all do this work out of a strong sense of duty, and they want to do it right. So if you have questions, just start finding out, well, who are the poll workers in my town? Who is the precinct captain? And just start asking questions. And if they can't answer it, they'll find out. That's really what it comes down to. The other thing to remember, too, is in general, if you're a person with a disability and you're going to vote, you have the right to bring somebody into the polling area with you to help. And it could be just something as simple as, here, hold my notes, which you're allowed to bring, or, hey, hit this button for me, whatever it is. But poll workers just need to remember that, hey, they can bring somebody in there with them and they can bring notes. And I will say this, notes in general are always a good thing. Whenever there's more than one ballot initiative, I have notes because I don't always remember exactly what I want to do. In fact, one of my sons voted for the first time in the last election and he had lots of questions and we talked about it and he took notes and he brought his notes with him and he voted. He didn't tell us who he voted for because he said, that's my business. That's not your business, Dad. Okay. And that's no different for people with disabilities. They have the right to go in there with notes, with aids, vote how they choose to see fit and go from there, just like the rest of us. I think sometimes you talked about people with disabilities get pushed to the side. I think it's important to remember that people with disabilities are just like the rest of us, and they should be able to vote and participate in the democratic process just like the rest of us.
All right. That's pretty much all I had for you, Jonathan. Was there anything else that you wanted to add, say, or think people should know?
More than anything else, I would say, get out there and vote. You just never know. I certainly watched all of the last elections in the primaries, and we were talking with some of them. You know, the difference between one person getting elected or not was, you know, handful of votes, maybe 100 votes here or there. Don't think that your vote doesn't count. And if you are a person with an intellectual developmental disability, your vote counts. So if you have questions, get online from the comfort of your home. See, are you registered? Where are you going to go? study the issues and just get out there and vote like everybody else. And if you have questions, go talk to the poll workers. I have never had a bad experience with a poll worker in the state. Then they generally want to do things right. And like I said, if they don't know, they will find somebody that can find the answer for you because they want you to vote. And we do too.
Jonathan Taylor is Executive Director for the Arkansas Governor's Council on Developmental Disabilities. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth. Daniel produces his stories inside the Karen Taha News Studio.